Okay, this first annual Peering DB members meeting is being recorded. It is 1603 minutes UTC. Thank you and welcome members to our first annual Peering DB meeting. We've had a lot of things happen in the last 4 months to get the organization kicked off, and we are now officially a 501c6. Our initial board has put structure in place that was temporary, and now we are at our first annual election. And I just want to welcome and thank everybody for attending our first annual meeting. Our governance update is fairly straightforward. We have in January 7, we filed our 501c6 application, and on February 18th, I'm sorry, pardon me for just one moment. Apologies, I was just getting rid of the noise in the background. And we received our 501c6 exemption letter on February 24th and have filed our W-9 as of April 15th, 2016. We've had, since we've incepted, now five monthly board meetings, and we are at our now second election period. Governance membership can be obtained by joining going to gov.peeringdb.com and joining the governance mailing list. And there's really not much to add for governance update. I think we're in a fairly stable place, and on all as well. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Matt Griswold for a PeeringDB 2 launch update.
I think we did a pretty successful version 2 launch. We got the database migrated over and everything released. We've done 9 releases since then. We don't really have a set release schedule. We just kind of, when we get a few bug fixes, we release, and it seems to be working well. And I think now we're starting to plan for new features, so it's a kind of a fun spot to be in. And I think that ties it up, unless there's questions or whatnot.
Anybody have any questions or comments on PeeringDB 2? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5, the financial update and call for sponsors, which I'll hand off to Chris Caputo.
All right. As Aaron mentioned, one of the big goals of the organization was to apply for and obtain 501c6 status with the IRS so that we don't have to pay any income tax, and that was achieved first quarter of this year. Financially, we have a budget that we follow, and we have a contract with Matt's company, 2OC, which is going to be paid off over time. It's a $100,000 contract that has $90,000 left, and that brings up sponsorship and the need for sponsorship. If you haven't sponsored, or if your organization is considering it, please check out peeringdb.com/sponsors, and we have sponsorship ranging from $2,500 up to $25,000 available. And I'm happy to take any questions. The financial updates on an annual basis are on the governance website, which is gov.peeringdb.com. And we're basically in good shape.
Thanks, Chris. Does anybody have any questions on the financial update or call for sponsors?
Yeah, I just want to say a little more about sponsorship, which is that I think it looks like we've raised a total of $22,500 so far, and we have about $12,500, which appears to be coming in as organizations that have been invoiced.
Okay, hearing no other comments, we can move on to item number 6, the admin committee update, which will be given by Job Schneiders.
Good morning or afternoon, everybody. The update for the admin committee is that I think we're in very good shape. I see consistently that tickets are handled within 24 hours. And this is all thanks to a group of volunteers that I would like to thank by name. Arnold Nipper, Eduardo, Eric Lynch, Florian, Greg Hankins, Kate Gary, and Walt Wolney are currently the active admins. Thank you very much for helping out and handling the first line support. Another interesting development is that we've gone multilingual. We can now handle tickets in Portuguese as well. This is because we've seen a surge in new Peer2Me participants from the South American region. And I'm very grateful to especially Eduardo that we can now assist in a localized matter. And as we go forward, we might add more languages. Will be based on the demands of the participants. In terms of volunteership, there are three or four volunteers that are waiting to join the admin team. So what I see at this moment is that there is active participation from our community to help the support line, and that's a good sign. So we're not understaffed, and I hope that will remain like that for the rest of the year. Are there any questions for the admin committee?
Okay, hearing none, I would also like to thank you, Job, for chairing the committee, and the admin team have done a fantastic job. Never seen the queue handled so well and so diverse. It's really nice that we've gone from being so dependent on a very small number of individuals to having a solid team in place to handle issues so fast and so efficiently. So thank you to you and your team for taking care of that. Moving on to item number N9, Product Development Committee update for me. So as of GPF 11 last week, we now have a proper number of volunteers to launch the Product Development Committee. It has not been done yet, but I am actually finishing up another conference today, and we'll kick that off tomorrow on Friday to start working on its charter and work with the volunteers who have committed to work with the product development team. It was a very pleasant and well-received set of volunteers from that meeting, and I'm grateful to be able to actually officially kick it off, and hopefully we can do things that are as successful as the admin committee has done to start working on outreach to the community on larger feature releases and bidding out what those look like for budgeting and development time, and work with developers on the future of Peer2Me 2.0. The future of Peer2Me, period. So there's not much else to update on that, but there will certainly be updates to come. And as we put together the charter and start to work out a product development plan, that will be exposed on the GovList. We'll probably join another product-related list. We haven't quite figured out what communications will look like yet, but that'll all come out at least very publicly on the GovList and the announce list for others to join if they want to follow. And updates will be posted on the common website in on gov.peer2me.com or docs.peer2me.com very soon now. Does anybody have any questions on product development committee? Okay, hearing none. Moving on to items brought up by the members, technical and policy Q&A. So this is an open technical and policy Q&A. Does anybody have any questions anywhere in technical and policy? Does Just making sure I'm hearing none. Anybody that's muted have any questions or comments on technical or policy?
Well, I'd like to ask what the members in attendance, you know, if they have feedback for how the board and officers are doing. I'd love to hear it. You know, are we carrying out the interests of the membership properly? Is there criticism we need to know about? Anything like that? This is Chris speaking.
Hey, this is Steve Muse. I just want to say you guys are doing a great job. Nice, clear, open, and well communicated.
This is Peter on the sign. I second that.
Yeah, this
I think
is
everybody
Chris.
Here made PeeringDB an essential tool in the peering community. So I think there's been a great job done so far.
Yeah, plus one to that. Also, the product team. I know that our team from Google has reached out a couple times to ask for some assistance in using APIs and everything, and the team has just been super helpful and super quick on feedback. So everything's gone really well.
This is Marty from Akamai. Same here. Great job, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to give props to the admin team, too. I created, I think, like 27 new network objects the other day, and they were all approved in, like, you know, hours.
Well, that's really fantastic feedback to hear. Thank you, everybody, for reaffirming that we're moving in a positive direction. And certainly, if at any time we feel like we're not doing our jobs well, you know, email the list or reach out to any one of us on the team, and we will work with the community to keep it going in a good direction. So hearing no other comments, we will move to close out the meeting. I would certainly like to encourage everybody to continue voting for your next board. There are six people on the ballots. If you go to gov.peeringdb.com down to the surveys and election section, there's a link on the top labeled April 14th, 2016 Board Election Voters Guide, where you can read up on candidate bios, and you should have been emailed a link to vote. There are, and there was another email that went out from Chris to the Gov list to say if you did not receive a link, how to reach out to the secretary to get a link. So I'd absolutely encourage you to do that. Voting will close on the 29th of this month at 2359 UTC. So you've got just over a week left to continue voting, and we appreciate your participation. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody, very much for your participation, joining, and your support. Really appreciate it and happy to be part of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. For Michelle, can I have the last name of the participant named Michelle?
Sorry, that was me. I was delayed from a meeting. Hello, everyone.
No worries.
I missed the whole... I'm sorry.
So, Chris, that's McCann.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, thanks.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.